Shabbat shalom. My friend picked up the phone on the first ring, huffing and puffing. She says, "Can I call you back? I'm at the gym." "At the gym?" I said. "How is that possible? Your gym is open?" She laughed. "I'm working out in my basement." The outside world has moved into our homes. For the past few months, our homes are also our gyms. Our schools, our workplaces, our theaters, and our 24-hour restaurants. Our homes have suddenly become the hub of activity for work, learning, leisure, sports, and mealtimes. Suddenly, our small kitchens are way too small for the amount of food preparation we need to do, and our bedrooms have become office spaces cluttered with printers and shredders and the like. And our bathrooms are also our dog and cat grooming centers, and on and on and on. So many of us are living in a cluttered, disorganized mess, and it can be frustrating and disheartening. Though we most likely feel that we don't have the time or the mind space to deal with this new reality of our living spaces. The Jewish mindfulness practice of Musar teaches us that it is in fact exactly at this time, at this moment of unprecedented chaos, that we should strive for orderliness. And doing so can help us in profound ways. When we work towards having a more organized space, we restore a sense of personal agency. We find that we can find what we need at the very moment when we need it. And we streamline our processes by storing things that we often use in sequence. For example, we might have scissors beside duct tape, beside string, beside stamps and labels. Things are in an order. Things are beseder, like our Passover seders. Seder means order in Hebrew, named so because our seders unfold in a particular sequence. Beseder, or in order, is a typical Hebrew response to the question, "How are you?" "I'm beseder," which is, "I'm fine, everything is as it should be." With our external world mired in chaos, working towards internal organization strengthens us and prepares us to face challenges. But ultimately, this work is spiritual as well. A traveler arrived in Frankfurt and realized that he had lost his wallet. He went to the local rabbi, who reassured him, "Don't worry, your money will be found. But first, recite the morning prayers." While praying, the man suddenly remembered where he had lost his wallet. When he happily informed the rabbi that the money was found, the rabbi replied, "Of course you found it. I told you to pray because prayer restores your composure, giving you the peace of mind to remember what you had forgotten." We need to find a sense of composure to put our thoughts in order, but the reverse is true as well. When we put our thoughts in order, we gain a sense of composure. So what is the first step? In Pirkei Avot, we read that a wise person is one who responds to first things first and to last things later, so that there's an order to things. Sounds simple, but how many times are you disrupted from a task? Perhaps you notice an unpaid bill lying around and you stop your work to attend to it. By the time you return to your work, you have to remind yourself of where you left off and what you were going to do next, and then it might not be long until something else distracts you. All of these stops and starts disrupt the flow of our energy and have a psychological impact on our general feeling of well-being. And it can feel near impossible for some of us living in very close quarters with others to have enough space to focus inward. But in and of itself, just making the effort will help make us feel better. A sense of order is foundational for our inner life. When we are overwhelmed by worry, stress, and distraction, our thoughts run wild, moving from one to another and often carrying us around from one emotional state to another. But instead of letting any particular emotion control our inner state, in this case, let's say stress, we can gain a sliver of distance by leaning into the feeling of stress, by becoming curious about it. Ask yourself, what does stress feel like in my body? If it had a shape, what would it be? Your mind might want to turn to other things, but discipline yourself and stick with it, and you might find that you gain enough intellectual distance to recognize that a feeling is also a thought, and that the thought will pass, and you will feel better again. Menuchat HaNefesh is the Hebrew term for equanimity, but it means calmness of soul. When Hagar is in the desert and cries out to God that she and her baby boy will die of thirst, stranded in the desert, she is so caught up in the moment of anguish that she doesn't notice the water beside her that has been there all along. We can work to protect ourselves from becoming untethered by chaos, bouncing from thing to thing, emotion to emotion, unable to find the resources that we need. In this moment of unprecedented disorder, a sense of organization is an immense comfort and help, allowing us to make space for new energy and new possibilities. May it be so. Shabbat Shalom.